We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rockaholics, it's Taryn Daly, and I'm super pumped up to be chatting with Mark Torian of Bullet Boys. Mark, first of all, where are you?
Taryn, how are you?
I'm
nice
great.
Nice to talk to you on the phone.
Like you as well.
I am in L.A. right now, and this is where I was born and raised here, so we're in L.A. right now, just chilling and having a lot of thoughts and prayers for the people here that have been devastated by the fires that we've been having.
Honestly, I have to tell you, we up here in Seattle, we have so many musical and friendship connections to that area, and it has been horrifying to watch on the news what we're seeing on social media. Are you guys somewhere safe, and is everyone you love and care about safe at the moment?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for saying that. Yeah, everybody's family's good, friends are good, everybody's weathering this crazy firestorm that we're having, which is just unbelievable. I've never seen anything like this, Taryn. The people that have lost their homes, it's just like, gosh, it just, you wake up and you see this. The air is really, really bad. I mean, it's just completely crazy. But you're thinking about these people, most of all, that have lost their homes and just in a blink of an eye.
We
really want to make sure that we're thinking about them most of all, and especially our amazing heroes that are our firefighters here in LA County and abroad, and people that have come to help us here. We just really want to thank the firefighters out there. We just love you guys so much. And thank you for doing what you're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, to continue on this topic for a moment, I mean, I was watching the news last night when I got home, and it wasn't even the regular news. This was the sports news where they're talking about, you know, sporting events not being able to happen. And I mean, it's displaced so many people, and it's the, you know, it's the holidays. I mean, this is the time of year where this doesn't normally happen. So,
yeah, Taryn, it's like the time right now where everybody just relaxes and chills, you know, the month that everybody gets to just kind of take a deep breath and exhale for a couple minutes, and then this happens. So, yeah, it's been unruly. So, but there's a lot of people here with strong faith, and we will rebuild, and you know, people have very strong hearts out here, and especially here in Cali and Los Angeles. So,
oh, absolutely, you don't mess with LA. I mean, LA will come and get you. So, a very resilient community for sure.
No, absolutely. Everybody has just been, helping each other out. And it's just been amazing to see, and so loving to see that complete strangers are helping each other out and really trying to facilitate some type of love and help in this awful, awful time right now.
Well, we look forward to having you guys up in our neck of the woods next week. And
yes.
I know that you're going to feel an outpouring of love and support given the circumstances. And we're really excited to have you guys back in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, Taryn, we are so stoked. We are, and me personally, I am stoked. I can't wait to play the Clearwater Casino and to play for all of our fans, family and friends up in Seattle. It's been a minute. And we're really, really excited. We got a lot of stuff going on right now. We completed our new body of work, which is called From Out of the Skies. And it's going to be released sometime, hopefully the second week of March next year to Frontiers SRL. And we just got finished doing our mini movie video that we're really, really excited about, that we got a chance to step out for our first single and do something really special for our fans. And just everything's just, you know, unbelievable for us right now. It's kind of when people say, oh, yeah, I'm living the dream, and they have kind of a negative connotation to it, we're actually living the dream. So, you know, we've been very, very blessed to do this record. We recorded this record at 606, which is home of the Mighty Foo Fighters.
Oh, yeah.
And David Grohl led us into this studio. It's just unbelievable that you know, he took a chance with us and loved what I was doing and the diversity of the record, and was able to open up his home to us, which never, ever happens.
Wow.
So, you know, something like that, it's just like, you have these moments of just an epiphany of like, something's going on.
Yeah, you know, no kidding.
Something's going on. I don't know what's going on, but I've worked really, really diligently hard on my music, and especially this new record from Out of the Skies, and to be able to sit and talk with David and him explain to me why they built the studio, and you know, how grateful I am to him for writing music that got me through some very, very dark times. And to sit there and talk about things where he was telling me things about me that, you know, that he was lived in the same an apartment complex that I was living at the time in North Hollywood when we first started the Foos. He was living in the apartment complex right next to me. So he got a chance to share some of that.
Wow.
So that was like unbelievable. So it's like, it's crazy. And I really want to thank, I just want to thank Lou out there also, who brought us in the studio. I want to thank, Chris Sheffler at Shifty, who actually gave me the idea to go record there when I had a chance to sit down with him. Taylor Hawkins invited me to come and sing at a benefit for Bob Coburn.
Wow.
And I was actually sitting there with Chris, and I was telling him how excited I am about the record. And he says, man, why don't you come into 606, bro? It's like, you know, it's like, oh, dude, I don't know, you know. I don't know if I could afford something like that with his budget. He goes, dude, no, talk to Lou. You know, let's send David the material, blah, blah, blah. So it just all happened like that. So those guys are so full of love. I can't even tell you. It's just coming from my genre and to being accepted musically and by these unbelievable heroes of mine is just like amazing. And then we go to Mr. Jesse Hughes, Boots Electric,
mm-hmm.
from Eagles of Death Metal, who sang on our first single.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even tell. We'd be here all day talking about that guy. And I just loved him to death. And I had this idea of having him come and sing with me on our first single. And I didn't know if it was going to happen or whatever, but he comes through and shows up like an angel, just comes and sings and the stuff, and just sounds like, I can't wait for everybody to hear our single, because it just gives me the goosies.
The goosies. I love it.
Dude, it really does.
That's amazing, like, wow. Though. I mean, you're naming some of those names that have influenced, you know, my love of music over the years.
Yeah,
and
I mean, too.
That's just got to be one of the coolest things in the world. And the one thing I got to say about Dave Grohl is that he is a bit of a perfectionist. I mean, for anybody that knows the history of his musical career with Nirvana and the Foo Fighters,
yes.
I mean, he is a perfectionist. So to have somebody like that put not only their stamp of approval on what you're doing, but also be so interested in the work that you're putting out there, that's got to feel pretty damn good.
Oh my gosh, I mean, just what you're saying right there was completely mind-blowing to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm playing some of these demos for some close family and friends, and they're going, you put this together, this is going to be really special for you. Now, how are you going to do this? I said, I got this. I want to put something really special that no one's really heard from us before. And it has to be right. So the fact that David, who, you know, to me, he's like, and people get really pissed off when I say this too, Karen, but I think he's kind of like the Paul McCartney of our generation.
100%. I agree with you on that.
You know,
100%.
Thank you. I mean, and I say that with all of my heart. I mean, song after song after song after, you know, after it amazes me. It dumbfounds me. His musical prowess, and especially his heart.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the big thing that really touched me, was like, you know, I teared up after he left. I was just like, you know, I was just like, you've got to be kidding me.
Is this my life?
Yeah. And I'm sitting in there, you know, we're these beautiful, amazing artists. He pulled in the Sound City board. So he has that there in the studio. So, you know, we're running everything there, and you see the signatures on the board from you name it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just unbelievable. And you're sitting there going like, wow, this is just really special. And that we were able to go in there and cut stuff, and you know that the drums that Taylor set up for us were just amazing sounding. And just I could go on and on and on about just how grateful I am, and that someone stepped up for my band.
That's
it's
awesome.
Just like, you know, we're kind of like, you know, Taryn, we're kind of like in our genre. I kind of look at ourselves and we always laugh about it. We're kind of like the villains for some reason. And mm-hmm. I think that's because we're like real deal people. We're all about barbecues and family, and we're not about egos mm-hmm. and that kind of thing. We're way beyond that. You know, it's all about family to us and friends and our fans, and it's not really an egocentric type of situation with this band. We make fun of ourselves. We don't take ourselves seriously only when we're performing. And that's a huge thing for us. You know, we want to be and always sound like it's the last show that we're going to play. So sometimes people take that as, oh, well, you know, these guys think this. We don't think that we're anything. We just love our fans and we just love music unconditionally. So we're all about music. We're in people that are creating new music and that are trying to step out and help other people in the music in our music genre. So that's where we're at, you know. And I probably don't always say the right things. I'm sure a lot of people don't, but I kind of always get called on it. So it's all right, you know.
I have to give you a true confession. So how old am I now? I'll be 33 next month. And when I was in middle school, I had a rat T-shirt that was it was a long sleeve T-shirt, but it was cut down the arms and safety pinned back together. And I'm pretty sure I was the only kid as obsessed with Rat as I was back in, I mean, this was like the, I don't know, mid-90s or something like that.
That is so badass.
To be a young girl and be obsessed with that style of music, like, it's resonated with me to this day, and that's still the type of music that I gravitate towards. So to see Bullet Boys, you know, next week coming back to my hometown, I mean, this is really big for me for like my entire life. I mean, you guys have
you're so badass, well, Taryn. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for keeping it rolling, but you guys have some serious fans that have followed you through the decades with various projects that you've been a part of. You know, how do you connect with some of the same fans every time you come to town?
You know, it depends. It's all different. A lot of the fans that have been following us for a long time, I totally recognize them. We're always out talking with people. We're not, you know, we don't sit on a bus or sit in a hotel, and then we love hanging out. So that's one of the things that we do. We're very punk rock that way.
That's
badass. Absolutely. And it's like, you know, how would you say, like, you know, it's really, I've really gone back to my roots, and I grew up in Montebello, California. Actually, that's where I grew up at. So Montebello is always known for you know, the old school punk rock scene, Latino and jazz music, freaking hardcore, just straight up rock and roll, hard rock, you know, R&B, funk. So I kind of gone back to this roots for this new record, and it's really, really done a lot of eye opening for me in my mind to see to look at my genre as a whole and to see what people are doing in it right now, mm-hmm. and to see that I'm in a different place now. And that place is a better place for me, musically and spiritually in my heart. Myself and Chad C. Mac McDonald and Nick Ross, we've been together at the end of this year for 8 years. We've been doing
wow.
this together. So we've really rebranded this band, and we have three, this is our third record together. So we're really looking forward to hopefully being blessed by the rock gods and good Lord, and this record really taking off and people understanding this body of work, and you know, it's feeling uplifted with something. You know, there's a lot
for
of
sure.
dark stuff out there right now, Taryn. You know, and we're not a dark band. You know, we're a heavy band, but we're we're not a dark band. You know, I tell stories and lyrically do poetry and what I've been through, and hopefully people understand, you know, that there's some type of a tunnel, some type of light at the end of our tunnel. So without getting too crazy and preachy and stuff, but that's just the way we roll.
Now, you've worked over the years, I mean, just in and out of your band, you've worked with so many different musicians, you've been on tour with incredible bands. Who was maybe the one that got away? Like, the person you haven't worked with or the band you haven't worked with yet, maybe there's been some talks over the years, but who's the one that kind of got away so far?
That's a great question. You know, it sounds kind of, it might sound really weird to people, but I'd love to do some shows with Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
I just, you know, I've always been a huge Skynyrd fan way back in the day, way back in the day. So I've always loved that band, and a very, very close friend of mine by the name of Ricky Matlock plays in that band. So we kind of shout out each other every once in a while. I go, come on, Ricky, make it happen, dude. I go, Pull, it's opening up for Skynyrd. I go, what's up? He goes, man, it's going to happen, bro. I'm telling you. So something like that would be like really amazing for us. We would love to play with anybody. My big thing is crossing genres.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to do that more. Especially in this day and age. I mean, dude, we're going into 2018. Okay. All these bands that play together, you see these bands, they're all the same bands, blah, blah, blah. And I won't mention any names, blah, blah, blah. Or these bands or whatever. I mean, why can't, I wish that there would be a promoter out there somewhere that goes, I'm going to cross these genres. I'm going to put the Bullet Boys playing with Queens of the Stone Age, and then I'm going to get Dee Snider, and then I'm going to get Radiohead.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to get George Clinton and the Funkadelic to play, or maybe close the show. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
Something that's completely musically beautiful, like all these different genres working together, you know, and I see, like, the other day I just watched I love documentaries, so that's a big thing, especially musical documentaries and how big shows work. I was watching the US Festival, and 3 days of the US Festival that was put on here. I'm sitting there watching what these gentlemen wanted to achieve was just an amazing event where everybody was having an amazing time, you know. And even back then in the 80s, I mean, these people pulled some stuff off. You know, it's like it was much more organized than Woodstock, and I love the document. I've seen many documentaries on Woodstock, but I noticed that those festivals, they always were very eclectic with the different bands that they put together, or the groups, or some people opening a show that you've never heard of, or what have you. But nowadays, it's not. You see, like, all the metal bands, they're on a metal fest, you know, and it's like, man, I wouldn't mind hearing Hall & Oates with Megadeth.
Yeah, I'm into that. I'll buy that ticket.
Does that sound weird, Taryn? I mean,
that doesn't sound weird at all. I mean, for me personally, I can't tell you how many times I've been to a show and one of the bands on the bill, maybe I wasn't, not that I wasn't a fan of, I just maybe didn't know them well enough. And then I see them live and it completely changes my perspective. One of those bands was Jane's Addiction the first time I saw them. I'd never seen them live before. And, you know, there was a few songs I knew, but I never really was a fan. After seeing them live, I was a full-blown fan.
Yes, yes. And that's going back to our band just a second. That's what we have. I mean, people, they see us live. And there's no, we don't have any backgrounds going or tapes. And it's all just live and punk rock and mm-hmm. interface. And that's the thing that we thrive on. We thrive on that of putting on. And we're bringing a really special show up to Seattle. I got to tell you that right now. We're really, really excited. And we're pumping in all this energy from our record and, you know, video and, you know, we're kind of quiet about things, but then when we drop our things, when this record drops, people are going to really be very, very surprised. I mean, like, I'll play some of this stuff for people, and they get really emotional. Like, they're like, man, tears are coming out of their head. You got, oh, my
wow.
God, your voice, Mark. Oh, my God. I did some really special things for the beautiful women in my life and in this beautiful world that are doing amazing, beautiful things, and I wanted to give back. And to let people, so it's not all just, you know, just not all up and screaming and yelling all the time. And I was able to use some of my vocal ability to do this stuff that was a little bit softer.
Yeah.
Still with the heavy stuff that we do and still with the funkiness of the band. But I'm very, very critical of what I do, and I'm really overcritical. So when I listen to this record, I really feel like we captured something really special. And I hope that the wait, because this, we were supposed to release this actually this year. And, you know, I just wanted this thing to be right. And when you have something that you are kind of holding on to and you gotta have to let it go, that's what this is all about. This is definitely a labor of love. We were ecstatic on the record. We cried on the record. We were angry on the record. It all emotions that you could possibly think, we went through this in this record. So, it's something that, you know, that I'm a little proud of.
So for this Thursday, the 14th at Clearwater Casino Resort, if you had to describe what we are going to receive as an audience in three words, what would those three words be?
Love you. We're bringing a lot of love to you guys too. Up in Seattle.
Yes.
I'm telling you, we're bringing a lot of love. We're full of the Christmas spirit. So we want to bring some of that love out there, and we just want to have a rad party and just, you know, have an amazing time with everybody up there, and really looking forward to everybody coming and packing the house.
Well, the Beach Rock Music and Sports Lounge is hands down one of my favorite and most intimate venues in the Pacific Northwest. You guys are going to just blow the roof off the place, and people are going to be in for a really special show. So thank you for taking the time to chat with me today. Thank you guys for making the trip up to Seattle. We cannot wait to see you next week. The happiest of holidays to you guys, and also best wishes to everyone in your neck of the woods that's part of these horrible fires. Our thoughts are with you guys,
man,
as a community.
Thank you, Karen, for all the love, and thank you so much. I can't wait to hang out with you, so we'll hopefully get to chill out before you should come down to Soundcheck or something.
We would love that.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely, Mark.
Please, I am inviting you, so please come on down.
Well, you are the coolest. Thank you so much for chatting today. It was a wonderful, wonderful, awesome experience getting to connect with you for a little while, and have a great rest of your day.
No, you have a blast today. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. And we love you, and thank you, Seattle. We're so excited about coming up there, and there's going to be some very special, crazy things that are happening.
Oh, my
God.
Well, we will see you next week, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
All right. Bye-bye, Mark.
Cheers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.